You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk food, Jeremy.
Yeah, this is in honor of yesterday's trending report. My little Fat America segment from the trending report yesterday had to do with a new cereal coming out because Little Debbie has teamed up with Kellogg's for their oatmeal cream pie cereal. That is good eating first thing in the morning right
there. Sure,
yeah. Right? Now, on the surface, it actually sounds quite delicious. But I can just imagine as you're eating the oatmeal cream pie cereal, the thoughts going through your head are probably, I should not be putting this into my food tunnel right now. I should not be eating this. So I thought, man, this might be kind of a goofy little segment this morning. The things that you're eating that you know you shouldn't be eating, but you just can't stop.
Yeah. And it even applies if you're trying to do some sort of lifestyle change. Like, you know, I've gone back to the intermittent fasting and I love it and I'm glad. But along those lines, I'm also like, well, if I'm doing that, I might as well cut out. Go back to getting rid of all that stupid sugar that I, because I'm a sugar freak. I just am. That's me. Some people are like, they'll eat chips and pizza all day long. I'm a sweets guy. I just can't help it. And so I brought to show you, it maybe doesn't look like the greatest thing in the world.
It looks like cake.
She says it's unfrostable. So Gretsch made, so she's on this vegan kick, right? She's gone mostly vegan. A few exceptions, actually. And this is a vegan cake. So I guess it has special milk in it rather than milk. And it has vegan butter. And it's got all that.
Your vegan butter.
Right. But on top of it, it's a pumpkin chocolate chip cake.
That looks pretty tasty.
Dude.
Yum.
So I'm like, I'm not supposed to be having this
but,
because of all the sugar and chocolate chips and the frosting. And
that looks pretty good.
So
I'll eat anything with chocolate chips.
Yes, that's the thing. I am a chocolate chip fanatic. I will take a thing of mixed nuts and get just like a little handful or whatever, and then I mix little mini chocolate chips in with it to kind of make my own trail mix kind of stuff.
That's great, man.
But I know I'm not supposed to be eating. I'm not supposed to be eating a cup of chocolate chips.
The logical side of you is saying this cannot be good for me, especially right now when everyone's supposed to be eating a little more healthy, focusing on your immune system.
Right.
And then here I am the other day picking up some cup of noodles because I haven't had them since sixth grade. And you read the side of it as you're eating it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so bad for me, but it's so good.
What's
Those
your
are so
standard
good.
Go-to that's bad?
The two things that I can immediately think of are fried pickles. I just love fried pickles.
As you should.
And they're so good. And whatever that little dipping sauce is just heavenly. And then the second is it's the Cheez-Its. It's a box of Cheez-Its. They're the extra toasty Cheez-Its, and they're like crack cocaine.
I didn't know about extra toasty Cheez-Its.
Now, disclaimer, I've never had crack cocaine, but I would imagine it's a lot like the extra toasty Cheez-Its. I want to smash them up and sniff them. They're so darn good, man. But you again, you read the label and you're like, this is going to end my life. This is cutting 5 years off my life.
I would be better off if I didn't have an 18-year-old living in the house because I've got good willpower at a grocery store. I don't have the willpower at home. So if I'm in the store and I see something like, no, I'm not going to buy that. I'm not going to buy that. And then Zoe will go to the store and she'll come home. And on the counter, there's all these packages of crap, you know, and I'm like,
you're going to eat all that crap?
And why is it that I've got willpower at the grocery store but not at the house?
Because it's right there in front of your face. And you know you can just keep walking at the grocery store where it's, you can sniff it out when it's up in your cabinets, you know? Yeah. You poor weak human.
That's right.
So anyway, I say we throw the question out there this morning. It's super easy. What's the one food that you just cannot give up? You know it's so bad for you. Like, I posted something on my Facebook this morning, and this guy said, Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, he can just not put down the bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. You eat the entire bag, in one sitting, and you know it's so bad for you.
And he's not alone with that one either.
True that. It's stoner nation there.
We're talking about the foods that you know are terrible for you, and yet you can't resist. And why is that? Our brain says, no, don't eat that, and yet we cave. We have no willpower. And I was talking about how I have willpower at the store, and I can walk right on past. But when I get home, it's like completely out of my control.
It's a free-for-all. Yeah.
E-L-L-E-L wrote in, and she goes, I wonder if our willpower is stronger at the store because it involves paying for it. At home, it's free.
Right, yeah. Or yeah, in your case, somebody else has purchased it or whatever, so you're like, oh,
right.
it's just here.
There.
I don't want it to go to waste.
You know, and here's another question for you. How many times have you been in your car and you drive past a place that's got something really, really crappy for you, but you love it, and you either whip a U-turn and go back, or you turn into the parking lot? And I'll give you a case in point. You know what a freak I am for the crinkle fries at Del Taco,
yes,
right?
Yes, you rave about them.
I love the crinkle fries. I should not be eating those things. And it wasn't long ago that I was at an intersection with a red light. And on the corner there, so it would have been a simple right turn at that intersection, I could have just turned right in. And I was laughing because if the light had been green, I would have kept going and I would have just noted in my brain, the crinkle fries are right there, but I'm moving at 35 miles an hour. I'm just going to keep going. But because there was a red light and I couldn't move, it became more of a draw. So that I swear to God, when the light turned green, I made the turn and I went in.
You're like, as long as I'm here. like it's because you can already taste them. The endorphins were already firing, man.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I blame the traffic light for that. That's one hilarious. Because otherwise I would have been strong.
It's like that with basically every Burger King that you pass, too. There's something with Burger Kings because they do that flame broiled hamburger thing and then they pump it right out of the roof. There's one by my house that I put my window down when I'm stopped at that stoplight just to smell it. Burger King smells so good. It's funny that you mentioned fries. There's a lot of messages coming in this morning about the Chick-fil-A fries. That's one of those things that people just cannot get enough of, apparently, is the old Chick-fil-A fry. Michelle wrote in and said, chips and salsa. Honestly, I can't get enough. Anna said, bread, tortillas, crackers, pasta. She said, I swear it's Carbageddon with me.
I feel her pain, man.
Cecilia, looks like street tacos, she said. I can't stop eating street tacos, and I have to have three Coronas with them.
Oh,
so
three.
She's an alcoholic, too.
Wow.
I know. And then, Dom, as I look to my right this morning, I'm halfway through one of my delicious chocolate Costco muffins again, buddy. I went to Costco yesterday.
Looks like you're two-thirds.
Oh, it's so good. Those sugar sensors are firing. And the thing about Ding Dang Costco is you can't just buy like one or two of them. They come in packs of 16. So they're all on my counter.
And back in the day when they sold those big giant chocolate cakes.
Oh, man. Don't even.
The same thing. It wasn't a little cake.
Don't even. I just got goosebumps.
It was massive.
I just got goosebumps. Oh, that cake's so good. I got to go home and get on the treadmill. Take my fish oil, my flaxseed.